podbean.com. Exciting times, because obviously regular listeners to both our sister station sirenonline.co.uk for the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, and indeed at Southside Broadcasting and followers on our Facebook page will know we've got some terriers who do fantastic things across the terrier shows of the world. Of course, Championship Terriers, the almost Olympic Terrier specials coming up very shortly. But obviously, as with all good cars, as with all good fuel things, terriers need to have the best possible food. And so we're delighted to actually welcome a true specialist in this, and also obviously from the fantastic company Cobby Dog, the wonderful Katie Van Silicum. Katie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Delighted to touch base with you. Now, we're going to talk about, obviously, Cobby Dog and a whole range of things. Talk to us a little bit about the company. Just tell us what sort of things you obviously do and how, why you got into the dog food making business.
Okay. Well, it started about 38 years ago. My father, Eddie, with his brother-in-law, Stephen, they started in Skipton mixing dog food together. And over the last 38 years, we've grown to be a nice family business, and we make a range of complete dog food. Part of our work is we like to sponsor dog shows up and down the country, you know, companion dog shows that are fun days out for the family, and the brilliant fundraising events. We're really proud to sponsor them.
I mean, this is something which certainly does come through. And I was interested in terms of, obviously, the range of dog shows that you've actually got. And obviously, dogs, like human beings, come in all shapes and sizes. You've got your kind of teeny terriers, as we've said.
Yeah.
You've got your massive mastiffs, great Danes, and all sorts of things, etc. And as we know, you've even got the dogs who actually like to bite the judge and not let go of their legs, which is always important.
Yes, and it's these companion and fun dog shows, you know, any type of dog can turn up, you know, with, you know, a child handler or an adult handler, and they're just brilliant days out for everybody to join in and have some fun and maybe come away, you know, winning a prize. So, yeah, they're fantastic, and they raise such a lot of money for, you know, brilliant charities up and down the country, but local ones too.
I think you're absolutely right. We'll talk a little bit more about why you were keen to obviously sponsor dog shows and all the rest of the bits and pieces. But the other sort of fact I was particularly interested in was obviously the proper care of dogs, because a dog, you know, as the cliche goes, it's for life. It's not just for Christmas. So good nutrition, absolutely vital, as we said at the start of the piece. Presumably when you're at dog shows, it's an opportunity to obviously make the consumer aware of the importance of good nutrition for your canine.
That's it. You know, that's completely right. You know, each dog needs to have nutritionally balanced dog food, and one that's tasty as well. You know, they do have taste buds as well, and you know, they, apart from water and love, they basically need a well-balanced dog food with the vitamins and minerals in it that, you know, just like we need, you know, in our Sunday roast dinner type of thing.
Absolutely. Katie, share with us some of the things Cobby Dog actually do in terms of sponsorship, because I was fascinated in terms of if your dog wins, you can actually get a prize, you get rosettes, you've got a whole heap of other things. What's the sort of standard brand format when Cobby Dog actually gets involved with sponsoring a dog show?
Communities will come and approach us and ask us, will we sponsor the show? And
yeah.
So,
I mean, ultimately, I know that there's got to be a criteria, because, I mean, clearly you could say, look, I'm sorry, you know, there are cats involved here. We only do dogs. Get it sorted, you know, it's just on that basis. So,
we like them to be raising money for charity. That's the first thing. But they all usually do. And we provide them with ring numbers. Each dog's allocated a ring number. Mm. So it's pre-printed by Cobby Dog.
Yeah.
Because the judge can't remember all the dogs' names.
It's like freshers at a university. I mean, they'll go through and pass as you just think, I can't remember their names. You know, they're just human beings. I know they're special to the parents, but, you know.
And then you decide when you go to the dog show which class you're going to join. So it might be like the dog who looks most like its owner, or the most appealing eyes, or if you're more serious, it might be the prettiest bitch or the best.
I've always found the prettiest bitch being a particular sort of interesting contest in all sorts of ways. But,
And so if you win that class, you'll come away with, or if you get placed in the class, you'll come away with a Cobby Dog prize card, which you can keep. And the children like that as well. And if you win a class, you'll probably get a sample of our dog food, which
I'm just looking at, in fact, if you actually, I think, finish Best Dog in Show, you could actually be in with a chance of winning a 15-kilo bag of Supreme Chunks, which indeed is your most popular brand, Supreme Chunks.
Yes, the fussy eaters like it because it's coated in some yummy coatings that the dogs like, and it does go down well,
Well, in the studio, Katie, we have the host of a fantabulous show called There You Go, TYG, featuring new music, etc. And Jericho, you know, Supreme Chunks could be the band you're yet to actually feature.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, because you've got a doggy, haven't you?
I have a Parsons Russell Terrier.
So here we are. This is the challenge, etc. Katie, what advice would you give Jericho in terms of if he's thinking, I think it's time this little doggy whose name is
Frankie.
It's time Frankie started entering some serious competitions. It's all very well for his master to be involved with a football team and follow the fortunes of all sorts of bits and pieces, but it's time for Frankie to move as well. What would you suggest Jericho should be doing?
Well, you can look at our dog show calendar online and find the dog show that's in your area, and basically you just turn up on the day, make sure he's had his coat brushed, and off you go. Just have a nice time, join in and have some fun. And there's nothing to worry about at all. They're just fun events.
So, I mean, Jericho is obviously based in Whitby, so North Yorkshire. So where's the nearest one he should be heading off to in say, the autumnal sort of areas? You know,
Without looking at the calendar, Alex.
We'll find it through. We'll look at that. Jericho, are you up for that challenge, taking Frankie along? Possibly entering?
Yeah, he might need a little grooming first, but yeah, I'll get him along. He's a scruffy pup.
Or the best sausage catcher.
Well, this is the other thing, of course, because as we found out recently, not only sausage catching, but also how far can you carry your dog without dropping the sausage, or indeed eating it, have been two classics that have actually just recently entered this growing sort of scenario, etc. I think Wayne's sausages were providing those from that point of view. I mean, what has been the craziest competition that you kind of get involved with Cobby Dog, and you thought, we can't possibly have a sort of competition for that? Best pole vaulting dog? It's ridiculous.
We actually do a competition online with Cobby Dog on our Facebook page and on the website, and we had one last month, and it was the best six legs. So normally you would think it was an owner with the dog with four legs would add up to six legs. Well, one lady who won this time, the owner had two legs, the dog had three legs, and she brought a friend along in a wheelchair who had one leg.
Yeah.
So it was six legs altogether, absolutely
classic.
Brilliant.
Best six legs competition.
Well, my girlfriend came second in that not so long back at the Egton show with her nanny's poodle.
Oh, brilliant.
She's got cracking legs.
It usually ends up that, you know, they're getting dressed up like the dogs, or the dogs are getting dressed up like their owners. It's, you know, true dedication to the spot.
And, I mean, I'll appreciate it, Katie, if you have to have a diplomatic no, I can't possibly say about this, but is it the case that ultimately you do get the dogs looking very like their owners and their owners beginning to look a lot like the dogs?
Yes, I think you're right there, but it's like they say, you know, you marry somebody who looks like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you see their good attributes and then you go for that, I suppose.
Cobbydog.com is the go-to website to find out all sorts of other marvellous things from that point of view. Presumably, again, is it national? I mean, if people are listening to this, obviously, they're thinking, yeah, we quite like to sort of investigate the possibilities of Cobbydog getting involved with our show. You'll be happy to deal with calls from Penzance to Port Merion.
Absolutely. And it's the same with, you know, people who buy on the phone or or online. You know, we send it by courier, you know, to all different parts of the country. People walking on Cornish beaches and the Scottish Highlands, and yeah, it's brilliant. We love it.
I'm interested that also you've got a range of allergy-sensitive, hypoallergenic, gluten-free products for dogs. Is that a growing market?
Well, yes, it is. Some dogs do have gluten allergies, so it's, you know, gluten in the wheat, so the wheat-free. And also, you know, the better the product is, you know, the less likely dogs are to get, you know, allergies. Just like humans, you know, the better the food is, the less likely you are to have an allergy to it. So, yeah, we have the original one that we started with 37 years ago is the ingredients and the products in it are so good that very, very few dogs will have an allergy to it. So, yeah, dogs are just like humans.
Perfect balance of protein, vitamins, minerals, carbohydrates to keep the whole thing packaged together on that basis.
Yeah.
Katie, are there ever any times where you just think, I wish I'd gone into fish food or something? You know, is it just a case, no, dog food is for me?
No, we do love dog foods because we love meeting dog owners and having contact with them, which is quite unusual, really, because most manufacturers don't have that contact, but we do get a lot of contact, you know, over the phone with dog owners, and they've all got such brilliant stories to tell. And online at the moment, dogs are actually having their own personalities on Facebook. They have their own Facebook pages, and we've been known to actually talk in this strange doggy language that the dogs are talking.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Getting carried away there, just a hound dog.
They're weird and wonderful people, dog owners.
I said that the first time Jericho walked through the actual doors to do a show here at Southside Broadcasting. Yeah. I said, you know, it's wonderful. Yeah, except, you know, there you go, great show. Probably needs a bit more canine. That's bottom line. Katie, it's been fabulous touching base with your good self, and I think the listener will already have picked up on the fact that unlike some of the other multinational companies, etc., the great thing about Cobby Dog is that you are accessible. You are obviously a quality-based company, but you maintain the standards as you have over the last four decades, basically. So I think that's very special. And again, as we remind folk, cobbydog.com is the go-to website to find out. Just out of interest, why Cobby Dog? Because as the name, why the title?
Where we live is the valley is called Cobbydale. So Airedale, the part of our Airedale Valley is the Cobbydale Valley.
Cobby Dog bringing dog nutrition to the 21st century and beyond. Katie, it's been fabulous touching base with your good self. We've got two final crucial questions for your good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on Southside Broadcasting and indeed Midweek Drive for Siren FM as well?
It's been wonderful. Yes, it really has. Thank you for asking us.
Well, I have to say, you do actually take the prize for the first interviewee who sent such a comprehensive response list to any questions. I mean, I've had politicians who've actually spent less than that. It's been amazing. It was like a dissertation walking through. It's brilliant stuff.
I needed to be prepared.
Classic stuff. So then can I prevail upon you to hopefully join us again in the not-too-distant future and keep us appraised of all things Cobby Dog and more?
We would love to. Thank you.
Katie, we'll speak very soon. Take care now.
Yeah, you too. Bye. Here I am.